This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My special co-host for the day has just arrived. My nephew, Jace. Good morning, Bug.
Hello.
How was it getting up early?
Oh, I'm kind of used to it, but 5 a.m. is kind of early.
Not used to the traffic, though, huh?
No, it's too much.
I got a text message going, Aunt Kel, I'm going to be a little late. It says it's going to take me 40 minutes to get there.
Yeah, I almost got rammed off the road like 3 times.
Oh, the 91 is no joke. People are crazy on the 91 freeway. I'm excited for today because, Jace, you're how old?
18.
He's 18 years old. You just graduated high school.
Yep.
You are at a completely different point of life than I am. So I'm really excited to get your perspective on the DM dilemma that's coming up. And I think we should do a little generational comparison because you're what generation?
Z.
Okay, and I'm a millennial. So, like, let's say somebody texts you and they use, like, LOL in a text. Do you immediately think that they're old?
No, I think that they're just like kind of thinking the message is funny, like not actually laughing out loud.
Okay. What if somebody gives you an email address and it's their first and last name at Gmail or AOL? Do you immediately think they're old?
100%.
Okay, that would be me. What's the app that you use the most on your phone?
It's got to be TikTok. Like, I get up in the morning and I just scroll on TikTok before I go to bed. It's just everything.
Okay, I use TikTok, probably not the most, but it is up there. How often do you use ChatGPT?
I probably use that twice for an essay, but other than that, I just skated along school.
Just for school stuff. All right. DM Dilemma is coming up. We're going to talk about a different app that has created a problem in somebody's relationship. That's on the way at 725 on KFrog.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Filling in for Anthony today since he's out sick is my 18-year-old nephew, Jace. Are you ready for your very first DM Dilemma?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Chelsea, not her real name, sent us a message saying, I am low-key freaking out about something I found on my husband's phone. I was putting directions in his phone and noticed that he had downloaded Snapchat. I don't have Snap, and I didn't know that he had it. When I asked him about it, he says it was just for him and his friends. I know what people use Snap for, and I'm worried this might be bigger than just an app for his friends. What do I do? Jace, what do people use Snapchat for?
People my age, so like all my friends, will like make a group chat together and then send videos of stuff like that we do together. But like rather when you get older, it's kind of like girls and guys texting like that. But
because the big thing is it disappears.
Right.
So he could be sending pictures and she would have no clue.
Right. Other than a streak, there's like a little number on the side that'll show you how many days you've texted them in a row.
Oh, okay. What would you tell Chelsea to do? Should she be worried that her man is using Snapchat, or is it something just as innocent as an app to text his friends?
I'd be a little worried, but I'd check it over and just wouldn't be too sure.
Okay, well, you know me, and I have a little bit of a psycho streak in me. So I would for sure be like, hey, let me put some directions in your phone again. And I would be opening up Snap. And now that you said there's a streak, I want to see who he's messaging. Because it has all their names and stuff, right? It's been forever since I had Snapchat.
Yeah, it has the names, everything, all like the username and stuff. If you sent any addresses or stuff, it'll save that too. So
okay, Chelsea, hopefully that helped you. What do you think about the DM dilemma? Should Chelsea be concerned about the newly downloaded Snapchat on her husband's phone? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. He downloaded what? That is today's DM dilemma. Chelsea, not her real name, sent a message and said that she found her husband downloaded Snapchat. She didn't know about it. She doesn't have it. She asked him about it, and he said he uses it just for him and his friends. Now, join me as my special co-host today is my 18-year-old nephew, Jace. Do you think this is just an innocent app that he's just using with his friends?
No, I don't think so. It is just an app where I text my friends, so it could just be an app where he's, you know, in a group chat with his friends or just trying to set stuff up.
But could he be using it for something else?
100%.
I think we need, like, the backstory on their relationship, because some people are already pointing out, sounds like she already has a lack of trust with him. 909 just texted in, says, I'd be worried. I caught my husband Snapchatting a female from 7 years ago. Let's just say the pictures she's sending are adult pictures, and it's been going on since June. Melanie in Huntington Beach, what do you think about this newly downloaded app?
Yes, she should be concerned. People are shady.
They are shady, and this is a good way to be shady because everything disappears.
Exactly.
Would you be concerned if you found this on your man's phone?
Most definitely.
So this should be a red flag.
Yes, big, huge red flag. He's not of the generation that uses it casually like your nephew. He's of an older generation.
Who's using it to hide something?
To be shady.
Okay, it is not looking good for this guy. Do you have some advice for the DM dilemma? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. I'm not saying I played that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That song on purpose, but it kind of goes with today's DM dilemma. Chelsea, not her real name, concerned that her man just downloaded Snapchat. She didn't know about it. She doesn't have it. He says it's just for him and his friends. A lot of people are saying this is a giant red flag. Jace, my 18-year-old nephew, is with me. Jace, do you think this is a problem in the relationship?
Yes and no. Most yes.
You're leaning towards yes. Val weighed in on our Facebook and says, this is not a big deal. Millions of people have Snapchat. They use it to take pictures and videos and send them to their friends. She should not be concerned. I think what she's concerned with is he is sending pictures and videos, but they are not appropriate pictures and videos.
Text message from the 951 says that this is shady.
A lot of people are using that particular word of being shady. A different text from the 951 says, a grown man having Snapchat just to talk with his friends? why can't he just send him a text message?
That is true. He has a phone. He has text messages. He could just use that.
Do you prefer to snap your friends or text your friends?
I prefer to text, but if I'm taking a video or something, it's a lot easier to pull up Snapchat.
Okay. 951 says this is not healthy. There is no reason an adult man will be using Snapchat for group text messages. Walking red flag, what do you think about the DM dilemma? Should Chelsea be concerned? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. What started out innocently as her putting directions in her husband's phone now might be a bigger problem with today's DM dilemma. Chelsea, not her real name, said that she found her husband has downloaded Snapchat. She didn't know he had it, and she doesn't have it. She confronted him about it, and he says he uses it to text with his friends. Join me as my special co-host today is my 18-year-old nephew, Jace. Jace, what do you think? Is this a big problem that he downloaded Snapchat?
It is a little shady, but there is other things that you can do on Snapchat. It's easier to take a video and send it that way rather than taking a video on your camera and then going all the way to messages to send it. It's a lot easier.
Are you trying to defend this guy? Because you're about the only one.
I gotta have his back because everyone thinks he's cheating.
Everybody does think he's cheating. Let's see. Jenny in Riverside, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Total red flag, and I would tell her to check his algorithm from Snapchat, and then that'll show her what he's been watching, because your algorithm customizes to you.
On Snapchat, you have an algorithm like Instagram?
Yes, you do.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Yes. I haven't had Snapchat in forever, so this is kind of foreign to me.
Yeah, so it's personalized to you, so she could see everything he watches, and it's customized to him. So if there's girls on there, it'll pop up. You'll be able to see it.
He's about to get busted, or maybe he's going to prove his innocence.
Exactly, there you go.
Jace, do I dare even ask you what's on your algorithm?
I don't think so.
Adam and Menifee, is it a problem that her husband just downloaded Snapchat?
It's a huge red flag. Any app that automatically deletes a message the minute that you open it is begging for problems in the relationship.
I got to tell you, my spidey senses kind of went off with this of like, that's a little shady. Maybe give him the benefit of the doubt, but if he's claiming he's texting his friends, then why don't you just text your friends?
Exactly. If you're in a committed relationship, there shouldn't be any passwords on phones. There shouldn't be any hiding anything.
Okay, but the 951 texts in and says, my husband loves the filters on Snap. He's a bit of a man child. Would you give him a pass for the filters, Jace?
No, not as a guy.
Joanna from Colton texts in and says, no grown man should have Snapchat, period. Maybe he's going through a midlife crisis because all that Snapchat is bears, bunnies, and real filtered females. Go get you a real grown man. How many ladies do you think are going to go home and see if their man has Snapchat downloaded now?
Most likely all of them.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Jace, are you ready for a round of dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Yep.
All right, here is your real headline. Driver caught with a staircase on her roof. Was she dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Dumb.
Yeah, she was dumb. I mean, we see some crazy things on our freeways, but Canada just said, hold my beer, and stepped up with this story. A 22-year-old driver was going around town with a staircase attached to her sedan. Why? No one knows. Not even the cop that pulled her and her multi-level car over. The only thing that's for sure is her driving skills reach new heights. Special guest co-host today, my 18-year-old nephew, Jace. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up early to spend the day with Aunt Kel. I love you for that.
Of course.
Anthony should be back on Monday. He's still under the weather. And with you in studio, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. But I figured this might be fun.
Okay.
What went wrong when you were house sitting? Jace is my go-to house sitter. My doggies love you. You always take great care of my house. And you just recently watched the house. Is there anything that you wanted to confess to that went wrong while we were gone?
Small little something.
Oh, there is something, okay?
So on the keys that Kelly gave me, there's a bunch of keys and there's a clicker. and I had them hooked up to my keys. And when I sat down, they were in my pocket, and I just felt like something was wrong. I stood up, and I looked at the gate, and the gate was wide open, and the dogs were outside. And I run out there, and one of the dogs is just chilling. He's out front, and then the other one is out of the gate. And I was, like, heart drop.
You almost lost my dogs?
One dog.
Okay. Only 50% of my dogs. That's not what I was referring to. I don't know if you remember... I think it was last year when we went out of town and you watched my house for almost a week. And I came home and you had done a great job. I'll give you that. You cleaned my house better than I can clean my house. But I could tell you were kind of covering your tracks because when I went to go do the dishes, I turned on the garbage disposal and a shot glass was in there. How would that have got in there, Jace?
Honestly, I don't know. It could have been from a lot of things.
Okay, I'm sure it could have been from a lot of things. What went wrong when you were house sitting? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Jace on K-Frog. Nephew extraordinaire, Jace is with me today. Not only an amazing nephew, but probably the best house sitter I have until about 10 minutes ago where you told me you almost lost my dogs this weekend.
Not dogs. Dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Only one of them.
Only one.
And then there was the shot glass incident in my garbage disposal. All in all, I would still hire you again. But we want to know, what went wrong when you were house sitting? Denise in Redlands, what happened while you were house sitting?
So actually, I was watching and taking care of the house and dogs and stuff for neighbors down the street when I was a teenager. And I went down to, you know, do everything. And the front door was standing wide open.
You left the door open?
No, I didn't. Someone had come in through a back window and ransacked the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was really eerie. Ran home, told my mom and dad. We called the police, and they let us come in while they were there. And it was creepy.
Did you get asked to house sit again, or were they like, you're bad luck?
I think so, but it was like many, many, many moons ago, so I don't remember.
951 texts in says, one time I was watching my uncle's house. I went to a baseball game in Anaheim. I was twirling the keys away around on my lanyard. Went back home to Temecula and realized that the keys had flung off somewhere in the grass all the way back in Anaheim. We drove back and then trying to find the keys in green grass at 11:30 at night. It was difficult, but we did end up finding the keys. Great. Now that has me worried. Should I be leaving you a spare set of keys somewhere?
I think so, just in case. You never know.
619 says, I was babysitting my nephew in house sitting. They have a very old dog, and let's just say he got sick all over the house just hours before they were supposed to come home. Would you charge extra to clean that up, Jace?
No, not at all.
Okay, what would you do in this scenario? 714 says, I was house sitting for a neighbor. We ended up throwing a party. They have a glass table that got shattered. There was no escaping it. I ended up having to pay for it by mowing their lawns for many, many summers. What do you do in that situation, Jace?
The second it broke, I'd be on Marketplace trying to find a new glass table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.